This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Already hard hit by recent storms, West Texas is now dealing with serious heat without power in parts of the panhandle. And that heat extends way east from Dallas-Fort Worth. Brittany Rainey of KTVT.
We have heat advisories for most of the Metroplex. That's where we're going to feel close to 110 degrees. We could feel even hotter with excessive heat warnings down through central Texas, but also into Corsicana, Athens, and Palestine, feeling close to 115 degrees. And those alerts, not just for today, they also go through your Sunday as well.
In fact, heat warnings stretch all the way to the Florida Panhandle. There's also a huge storm system over much of New England and eastern Canada. The Weather Service warns of possible major flooding from the Deerfield River near West Deerfield in Maine. After that Thursday night tornado that hit Perryton, Texas, blamed for at least 3 deaths, many more injuries, and lots of damage.
Texans from all over the state are coming up helping. People from Oklahoma are coming to help. People from Kansas are coming to help. As we were clearing rubble away, there were several kids from Kansas, a couple from Oklahoma, who just came headed on over, and they're all standing together.
Senator Ted Cruz, who joined Governor Greg Abbott to look at the Twister devastation. And with more from Dallas, CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Insurance agents in Texas are busy these days, responding to claims from one storm after another. Hundreds have filed claims involving damaging hail. Adjusters have come in from out of state to handle the extra workload. State Farm says its customer payouts increased by $1 billion from 2021 to 2022. And claims in Texas account for more than half of that.
To presidential politics now, Mr. Biden on the campaign trail about a year or so early.
The president held a campaign rally at the Philadelphia Convention Center hosted by union members. It marks his first major event since launching his 2024 re-election campaign.
There are a lot of politicians in this country who can't say the word union. As you know, I'm not one of them. I told you when I ran for president, I'd have your back, and I have. But you've had my back as well.
Candidates on the GOP side were out this weekend as well, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who was out on the stump in Nevada.
Correspondent Christiane Benavides in Charleston, South Carolina.
I ain't got
remembering the murder of 9 people at Mother Emanuel AME Church 8 years ago today. One victim in particular.
May this Susie Jackson Freedom Memorial Garden continue Susie Jackson's legacy of love for all eternity.
Checking the price of gasoline, AAA's national average for a gallon of regular now $3.58. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones, so it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older, and sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen, now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's younger!
Calm down!
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station. station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. .5 The Tap.
Like a child, you're too scared. But you were unfaithful. How could you lie to me? Unfaithful. It took you long enough to tell me. You don't know why you did what you did. You said you don't know why you did what you did. You said you don't know why you did what you did. What kind of man puts a ring on my finger and tells me he loves me, he loves me? But boy, you had to go and do what you did, do what you did. But you were unfaithful.
Maxine. My little
robot man. Maxine Radio, we are local music. Kicking off your Saturday night with a double dip of Lucky Vita there. Little Robot Man, that's from Sagittarius, his 2019 release. Unfaithful, his latest release before that. You can get both of those songs up on Bandcamp. And Lucky is playing a show with Benjamin Rose at Cargo Coffee on East Washington Avenue here in Madison. That's happening Friday, July 7th. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin for until midnight tonight. Happy to have you along. I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. What's happening, Rocker?
What's going on, Jimmy?
I like your hat, dude.
I like your hat.
He's wearing the Max Inc. Radio hat.
I am. And a Last Crack t-shirt. We're ready to rock.
Of course. Guess I'm essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. Dude, the show is packed tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
And we've got like a home run type of deal tonight, too.
A home run.
A home run guest, I guess you could say. A big wig.
Oh, I think I know what you're getting at, Jimmy.
One of those national guys coming on our show tonight.
It is. There's a great show tonight, Jimmy. First, we have Dave Pausch. He's in here from Weikert Realtors, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what's happening there. They're up for some kind of a possible award, so let's hear what's going on. Mary Rose Eckberg, director of Make Music Madison, she's going to be in to tell us about the final stages of what's going on there, see if she met the goals for their gigs. Carrie Osborne from the Mamas to promote finalist party, that's tomorrow at the Red Rooster here in Madison. A Wisconsin Brewing Company. I digress. Guitars for Vets founder Patrick Nettesheim, he's going to be on the phone telling us about their stage that they're sharing with Whammy at Summerfest. And then, Jimmy, the person you were referring to, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. He's coming to the Crystal Grand in the Dells next Friday, and he sat down with Terry Barr over Zoom, and we have that interview. That just happened earlier today. And the Devil's Lair, Eddie Berth, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's going to be a great show with Eddie, his harmonica, and all the crazy instruments that he plays. Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight. And like you said, Jimmy, Central Last Crack at 11.
It's jam-packed tonight, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What are you up to tonight? What shows are you excited for? And you want to hear something? We'll play it for you. We got music on the way, brand new music from Pink Halo. I got that brand new Cat in a Hurricane song on deck. We'll do some Before Dawn in a couple minutes. How about some brand new Seesaw right now? You can see them with Holly and the Nice Lions at the Fox River House up in Appleton. Focused on it, maybe smoking. Baby got my hand in my pocket. I'm walking into windows. Life is too slow. I don't sleep. I know those. See that strobe in my brain and I obey Damien. Let's have fun.
Hypnotizing.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
From Sexy Esther, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
You caught me.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. Sexy Esther there and Love Bubble. Love that. Before Dawn in that set as well. That was Drowning off their brand new album. And Seesaw in there as well. That show is Saturday, June 24th at the Fox River House up in Appleton. Happy Saturday, everybody. Original local music from Wisconsin. That's what we're doing here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by White Kurt Realtors Lake Point. Let us open the door to your future home. Stop into the office on Atwood Avenue or find them online, whitekurt-lakepoint.com. Also by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, Goods for a Better World, located on Madison's east side, or you can find them online at ethicaltradeco.com. And Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Dave from White Kurt Realtors is here. Talk about voting for them for the best of Madison, plus other things happening, plus Mary Rose Eckbert in about 30 minutes to talk about Make Music Madison. I was talking about Seesaw and this next song. They're playing a show with the civil engineers at the Burr Oak on Thursday, June 29th. That's actually a pretty cool thing. The Earthlings present Intergalactic Gala Night 1. It's a two-night Earthlings residency at the Burr Oak. And they're going to start out really dancey for this first one. It's Seesaw, the Civil Engineers, and this band right here, Pink Halo, brand new music called Speed the Light on Max Inc. Radio.
The top. Stay a little longer now. I swear your energy is simply divine. You caught me by surprise, sitting on cloud nine. Baby, we could go anywhere. I don't care. Take me there.
Got me on a high.
Radio with Pink Halo. Speed of Light is the name of that song. You can see them once again at the Burr Oak on June 29th with the Earthlings and Seesaw. Stick around. We're going to talk some realty next. And new Katner Hurricane is on the horizon on Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rock Onsen is coming to Summerfest, the world's largest music festival. 10 outstanding statewide high school and middle school grade bands will be rocking out on the Generec Power Stage June 23 and 24, competing for cool Rock Onsen prizes. Check out these cool bands that will be hitting the stage by going to rockonsin.org. Rock Onsen is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and also made possible by Max Inc. Radio. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rocking Wisconsin, produced by Dennis Graham Associates.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, broadcasting all over the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. So happy to have you along. Jimmy K and a rocker with you. Terry Barr is off tonight, but she has that great interview with Kenny Wayne Shepherd coming up later. Super excited about that. Kenny Wayne Shepherd on Max Inc. Radio. Plus, you can catch all the archives and podcast at civicmedia.us on the Max Inc. Radio page, Rocker.
Jimmy, tonight, you know that I'm a realtor over at Weichert Realtors Lake Point on Atwood Avenue, and they also sponsor Max Inc. Radio. And tonight, Dave Polish, he's the brokerage manager over at Weichert Realtors Lake Point, and he stopped in to say hello, tell us about some of the things that are happening tonight. Dave, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, hey,
Dave?
Rocker. How's it going? Thanks for having me. Hey, Jimmy.
So, Dave, you know, you're an agent, and you're the brokerage manager over at Weichert Realtors, and you have some specialties and a whole lot of experience, and you've been around the block a few times. Tell us about your experience and roles at Weichert
Realtors.
Well,
I don't know how I feel about being described as being around the block, Rocker. But no, you know,
At him, Rocker. He's a young man there.
I've been with Weichert for about 3.5 years, been in the business for about 6. Done all kinds, usually do a lot of residential real estate, helping people buy and sell their homes, their houses, condos, things like that.
What's your background? A lot of people come into realtor or selling homes from another profession. What was your last profession?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking that, Jimmy. I used to be in nonprofit fundraising. I did that for years and years for both arts organizations and conservation organizations. And then my wife and I had a couple kids, and when they were little, I ended up being a stay-at-home dad for a few years. And as they got closer to school age, I realized I needed a job and I didn't want to go back to working in an office.
Yeah.
And I had enjoyed, like, when we had bought the house that we were in at the time, I enjoyed that whole process and I always had an interest in it. So I had contacted the woman who had helped us buy the house and asked her if I could, you know, join her team, and took the exam. And next thing you know, I was selling houses.
That is a great story. Now, Weichert is running for Best of Madison.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that. That's a great contest.
Yeah. So, you know, people are probably familiar with the Best of Madison contest. It's Madison Magazine's contest they do every year. They've been doing it for, I don't know, what, 20, 30 years, something like that?
Yeah.
And we work really hard with the nominations, and we work really hard in the community to try and get people to recognize who we are. And this year, we were lucky enough to be one of the 6 finalists for Best of Madison. So we're excited about that. And people can vote for us all through the month of June. And then I think the winners will be announced, I think it's in August.
Where is that, at channel3000.com?
Yeah, channel3000.com. I think if you were to just Google Best of Madison 2023, it's going to pop right up. And then we are in the home and lifestyle section, I believe. So best real estate company, you know, vote for us.
Vote for White Kurt. While you're there, you could also vote for the Devil's Advocates for best radio team.
You can vote for the Devil's Advocate. You could also, I have to do this or Rob and Emily will be mad at me. You can also vote for Dash Alito's Hot Sauce.
Oh, did they make it in Best of Madison?
Well, yeah, you know, so.
They got my vote.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is some good hot sauce. Sure, so I think he deserves that one.
That's right. And now that I've dropped that in there, me and, you know, Rob, you and I are going to have to talk about our commission split.
Oh, my. Hey, let's see. Weicker Realtors, they're always looking for new and upcoming agents. Tell us why you chose Weicker over other agencies, because you said about 3 years ago.
What made you choose
Weicker?
It's kind of a funny story. There's lots of reasons I chose Weicker, not the least of which is that, and this will dovetail in something we'll talk about probably in a little while, too. I'm a big fan of the Fête de Marquette. My wife and I, and we will spend the whole week in there. And it was about 4 years ago, and a mutual friend of Rob and mine's, and Rob's the owner and broker of Weikert Realtors Lake Point, he introduced me, and Rob bought me a beer, and we started to talk about real estate, and then Rob really courted me for about 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And I was looking for, I liked where I was, but I was looking for a place that I could be a little more creative, I could have a little more freedom in how I decided how my business looked and how I ran it. And I really loved that the location was on Atwood Avenue, right in the heart of things. And they were connected with Eastside festivals that we love and things like that. So,
you know, that is really funny because when I came to Weicker Realty, it was actually because a couple of years back, about 4 years ago, I met Rob Hawking Dash Alito's at the Fête.
Seriously.
And then I kept running into him, but the story changed a little because last year for backstage at Atwood Fest, we were looking for some hot sauce for all the mean stuff we were cooking for all the bands back there. And so I went to him. I said, hey, you know, would you want to, you know, donate some hot sauce? And he's like, sure, you know. And so then he ended up backstage last year and we started talking real estate. And I thought the same thing. I wanted to come and you know, be a little free and be a little looser on, you know, being a rock and roll guy and all, you know, come to a real estate agency is a little more forward, a little more fun.
Yeah.
And,
I mean,
I found that at Weicker.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same for me. I mean, when I'm not a real estate agent, I'm a theater actor and director, right? And
that's
so
right.
I come from a really, like, I am not from a buttoned up kind of background, you know. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Mercury Players and things like that, but years ago,
yeah.
I was really involved with them. We were doing crazy shows and, you know, so I've been doing, you know, there's a lot of creative types for Weicker. It's a good home for people who are coming out of like the creative industries who also want to do real estate things. Cause it has, you know, it has a good feel for that.
And now, are you ready for the festy season? Because I know Weicker has a lot of plans for the summer festival season.
We are. We can't wait. So we are a sponsor again of Fête de Marquette. So we'll be down there. Our booth will be there. You can come and say hi to us. Hopefully, you'll be working there a little bit, Rocker, for a little while. I'll be there most of the time, in and out. You know, and it's obviously fertile recruiting ground for Rob because we are now apparently one of, you know,
yes.
There's 3 agents, including the 2 of us, that have been recruited by Rob at Fête de Marquette. That's literally true. And then, and I don't have to tell Rocker this, but, you know, we are one of the stage sponsors for Atwood Fest at the end of July as well. So we're really excited about that because it's right outside our door.
Yeah, the stage I'll be at, working at, is right across from your office.
Yep, exactly. So we'll have, you know, a booth in front of our office behind it. You know, people will be able to stop in, get a, you know, glass of lemonade, cool glass of water, or something else.
Enjoy
the air conditioning. It's usually really hot for Atwood Fest, so we like to be able to let people just come in, sit on the couch. We have, you know, our office space is also a functioning art gallery, so they can come in, take a look at the local artists that are there, and then go back out and watch some more music. And
ironically, right now, the singer for VO5, Capilaro.
Yeah, Capilaro.
She has her whole art set up there right now.
She does. She's got a whole wall. I mean, Hat and I have known each other back. Actually, she and her husband Andrew, we've known each other since the Mercury Players days way back.
Oh, I see. Yes.
And I know they're playing at the stage that we're sponsoring at Atwood Fest.
VO5 the Clyde Stubblefield
is.
Stage.
That's Clyde Stubblefield stage. And it's great. We love to have Kat in there. We've got a couple other local artists that are, you know, it's really cool to be able to work in that environment.
Is there anything coming up at the Weichert office? Is there any art galleries or anything coming up right now?
We don't have any gallery nights planned, but we usually do one like quarterly. We just did one at the beginning of June, so I would expect there to be another one kind of August, September. You can look at our Facebook page, or you can go to WeichertLakePoint.com. We usually post about it on there, and those are great. You know, we'll have them on a Friday evening. Come in, have a glass of wine, look at some art, buy some, you know, meet a real estate agent if you want to, talk real estate. You don't have to. It's not like a timeshare meeting. You don't have to come and sign a paper. You just come and have a good time.
If you have two glasses of wine or more, you probably don't want to talk about real estate.
Well, Jimmy, that's how I get most of my clients, actually. Get them liquored up, and then they sign up, and they're like, ugh, man.
I like your sales taxes there, sir. Hey, Dave, thanks for coming in. Give us the address real quick of Weichert Realtors.
Yeah, so we're on Atwood Avenue at 2045 Atwood Avenue, Suite 105. Just come down. It's easy to park. There's parking behind the building. Come in and say hi. We're there every day of the week.
And your phone number?
what is our phone number, Rocker?
Well, you know, you can go to Weichert-Lakepoint.
Yeah, go to Weichert-Lakepoint.com. Yeah. You know, I should know that I'm going to get in big trouble for not having that at the tip of my tongue.
That's okay. On the commercial, Emily gives her phone number.
That's right. Emily gives it. She's got it.
We'll just give a random phone number. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Call if you want to talk to Dave right now.
We'll get you Weichert's phone number over the line there.
That's right.
Hey, we got that brand new Cat and Hurricane in just moments right now. Madison Malone, how many more times on Max Inc. Radio? We are local music.
Set up the scene, you and me, coffee on the desk, bare feet upon your chest. Storm in the afternoon, last few days of school, lying in a room. We have everything, everything left to lose. We have everything, everything left to choose. As we sit and watch the rain fall, a warning to our faults. Will it wash away? What keeps us away? How many times can you say you're sorry? Before it's a lie, oh baby, just tell me how many times. Ooh, how many times can you say you're sorry? Ooh, before it's a lie, oh baby, just tell me how many times. Ooh, empty bottles in the sink, silence too loud to think. Oh, we're getting wasted. We're misplacing mistakes at Devil's Lake. Put the photo album down, babe, come back to town. As we drive through all the back roads, does it fill up the holes? Made empty as we grow, begging life to go slow. And on that, we put on the brakes from what keeps us away. Can you say you're sorry? Before it's a lie, oh baby, just tell me how many times. How many times can you say you're sorry? Before it's a lie, oh baby, just tell me how many times. How many promises can
this is Kat from Kat and the Hurricane, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Kat and Hurricane, On My Way Back. You could download that single or stream it on Spotify, Bandcamp, and all the things. That's a really cool song from Kat and Hurricane. It just came out a couple weeks ago. Thank you for sharing it with us, Kat and Hurricane. And they have a show coming up on King Street. Let me pull that details up here. It's live on King 2023 free concert series on the Capitol Square. Kat and Hurricane are playing on Friday, June 23. It's actually a 3 or 4 day festival here. Actually, no, I'm wrong, rocker. Friday, June 23rd, Friday, June 30th, July 21st, September 15th. So it's individual days, but Kat and Hurricane are playing June 23rd. And that's actually going to be hosted by Bianca Lynn Breeze, who is a really good performer. How you doing, Rocker?
I'm doing well, Jimmy. That is awesome to hear that Kat and the Hurricane are out playing. That's this coming Friday.
It is.
And a new album. Hey, have you seen the Atwood Fest schedule yet, Jimmy?
Yes, I did, and I'm very excited about Atwood Fest.
The whole thing has been put online, so go to atwoodfest.com, click on music, and you'll get right to the schedule. And this year, Jimmy, we're moving the stages. There's some interesting things happening, so make sure you get more information, because the Clyde Stubblefield stage is going to be in the United Way parking lot this year, which will give more space and some bigger bands. So, and people don't maybe remember the Moon Gypsies. They're going to be opening Atwood Fest on Saturday, July 29th at noon, and that's going to be one of only a handful of Moon Gypsies shows, with Robert J., of course, coming back from the East Coast. Stephen Hall Experience from Racine, Wisconsin, amazing blues player. Steepwater Band out of Chicago. The New Primitives, Jimmy, a big band coming down from Minneapolis. They're going to be awesome, opening up for VO5.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Can't wait for Atwood Fest. We'll have more details on Atwood Fest later in the show and all the way up until Atwood Fest happens, Rocker.
We will, Jimmy.
All right, double dip of Cashbox Kings in a moment. Right now, it's Bing Bong on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward
forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.